This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Emily DeSormo. Emily is Associate Director of Trade Show and Event Marketing for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And the big event, the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Well, or as it's called now, CattleCon 24. That's coming up in a moment. First off, key numbers from the latest Cattle on Feed report. USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell.
According to the latest Cattle on Feed report, on January 1st, there was 11.9 million head of cattle in feedlots over 1,000 head. That's a 2% increase from the year prior. Cattle placed during the month of December totaled 1.7 million, 4% lower than a year ago. Cattle marketed during the month of December was 1.73 million, 1% lower than the previous year.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Emily DeSormo, who is the Associate Director of Trade Show and Event Marketing with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here, Tony.
Well, let's see, in about a week, you're really going to be busy. I would imagine, though, that actually at the convention and doing things at the convention probably is not as much work as trying to get everything ready for a convention. Is that safe to assume?
That's for sure. My team and myself, we work so hard year-round trying to get everything ready for CattleCon that by the time you get on site, it's a seamless event. We're basically there to turn the lights on and have a great time. So once we get on site, it's a whole lot of fun making sure that all the cattlemen and women that come out are just having a great old time.
Yeah, we'll see. And I'm so glad you said CattleCon because it is the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, CattleCon 24. You know, that CattleCon kind of caught on a few years ago and it's just become that name, if you will, is just kind of tagged along perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. We noticed that too, that everybody loved using CattleCon, saying CattleCon. So we dove in head first and decided that, you know what, starting actually this year in Orlando, that we're moving forward and Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is officially CattleCon.
Wow. And it's in Orlando. So let's talk a little about this for somebody who has never been to one of these events. What would somebody who's coming for the first time, what could they expect to see and experience?
Yeah, so first-timers can experience and expect really the entire cattle industry under one roof. We have everything from the business meetings and policy meetings and everything like that that's going on one side of the convention. And then we also have the trade show that has all of the latest and greatest technologies, equipment, pharmaceuticals, everything you could have. So between the business that's getting done, the technology that's being rolled out, and the fun events in the evening, there's something for everybody who's in attendance, whether it's their first year or their seasoned CattleCon attendee.
Obviously, you'd like for people to be pre-registered, but if somebody pops up and says, I've had enough of the weather, I'm going to Orlando, is that something they can actually register on site for?
Of course. If you want to be there, we want you there. So people can, of course, pre-register online beforehand, but if you decide you want to come out, whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you can head on out and our registration desk is open and you can get taken care of there, whether it's for the full conference that day only, the trade show only. We have plenty of registration options and everything that fits your schedule, what you're wanting to do and see, and everything in between.
Well, we're going to talk about the trade show aspect here in just a moment, but I thought we'd start first with maybe an event that I really see a lot of new producers at and cattlemen and cattlewomen at, and that's Cattlemen's College. How important is that to the overall scope of the event?
Cattlemen's College is definitely an area that I love dearly. I think it's a great opportunity for people really wanting to take that extra step of their operation and in their business. Something new that's actually for 2024, or something that will be new for 2024 this year in Cattlemen's College, is Cattlemen's College will actually take place throughout the week. So it used to be all on the front end before the convention really kicked off. But this year, attendees will be able to enjoy sessions all throughout the week. There will even be sessions down in the trade show, which will be a first as well. But this is really great. It's a great opportunity to learn more about grazing and repro and genetics and everything in between, and really just take something back with them when they leave Orlando.
Okay. Now let's dig in a little deeper, because again, that's new for this year. Up to this point, it's been Cattlemen's College first couple of days, and then you get into to more of the events that are going on and the general sessions. But what can we expect as far as maybe some keynote speakers and some other educational opportunities?
So Dr. Clay Mathis, who's the department head of animal science at Texas A&M, will actually be the keynote speaker for Cattlemen's College. So he'll be kicking things off on Wednesday with that opening general session for Cattlemen's College. And then we'll have people from Zoetis. We have people from Kansas State and really all over. So you can definitely expect a lot of great speakers. We're really excited for different things from the herd health side, as well as even a couple tax and finance sessions that are going on. We'll even have one of our own NCBA staffers, Kent Backus, who is the executive director of government affairs. He'll be doing a Cattlemen's College talk over the current financial planning and tax trends that producers can expect. So there's really something going on all the time, education-wise.
Now, it's not all work, is it? There's a chance to maybe have some fun.
Oh, of course. I mean, we work hard, but we definitely like to have fun and play harder. So every evening there's some type of event going on, whether it's our Palm Tree Pachangas party on Thursday night or our event closer at Cowboys and Coasters at Universal Studios on Friday night. In between all of that, we also have our daily trade show receptions that are really fun. So those will take place every single day in the trade show. So if you want to have fun and you want to get down to business, it's definitely the best place to be.
Now, you mentioned business. There are also business meetings here for, well, not just NCBA. There's so many that are actually meeting here at this event. What's happening on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have everything from NCBA will be meeting to create policies that will take to the Capitol in D.C. to really start making legislation for producers. We're also setting the plans and the roadmap for NCBA as a whole. So whether that's sustainability and the goals that we want to make sure that we're taking to the industry or what we want to take to Washington, there's just definitely a lot of business going on. And then you even have business going down in the trade show. So whether that's a producer's looking to expand their business and they want to get in with different companies, that's an option as well too.
Okay. I said we'd talk trade show. It's an amazing trade show because, one, it's huge, but two, it's actually, you have a working element that's been part of the trade show in the past. I know in places like Phoenix, we've been able to move that out into the street, but just the fact that you can see some hands-on work going on, that's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The trade show is definitely my favorite for sure. That's where attendees will find me during CattleCon throughout the week. And we have everything from hands-on sessions, watching clinicians run cattle through the stockmanship and stewardship arena, teaching hands-on education that way. We also have education within the education center that has hands-on sessions and classroom style sessions as well. So there's always something going on, whether it's hands-on or even on a screen.
Okay. We've talked about a lot of things that are tied to CattleCon 24. But if we really want to find out more and want to read about it, maybe go ahead and get registered. How do we do that?
So the best place to always start is our website, which is convention.ncba.org. You can also find us on social media. Everything is CattleCon. We do regular updates on there as well. But if you want to get registered and you want to find out all the good stuff going on in Orlando, definitely stop by our website and get all the information there.
And again, that website address is?
convention.ncba.org.
Emily DeSormo is Associate Director of Trade Show and Event Marketing with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So we talk about CattleCon 24 coming up in Orlando. It's the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack delivering the keynote speech to attendees at the recent American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in Salt Lake City. And as part of that, a positive story from Colorado.
It was a story of a family that in the 1980s was operating a cattle operation, but they lost the cattle operation during that difficult time, but they were able to preserve the land ownership. They used CRP to basically get them through a tough patch. The next generation, rather than leaving the farm, came to the farm and said, we can be entrepreneurial. We can look for an opportunity to return this industry to the farm and to the family. And so they began a process of engaging in the raising of cattle. And they decided, you know, we need to do business with small processing capacities around the country and around the state. And they did. But several of those were challenged financially. And the family ended up using USDA resources to purchase one of those facilities. And they'd used additional USDA resources to expand that opportunity. So now they're not only benefiting from processing and production, but they're also providing opportunities for their neighbors to be able to have a decent, good, viable market. We're investing in value-added producer grants. We're investing in local purchasing opportunities where when government purchases for schools or for food banks that they are purchasing from that local producer. Why is that important? Simply because every time I go to the grocery store and I put a dollar down on the counter, I know that 15 cents of that dollar goes to a farmer. But when I go to a local and regional food system where I'm working directly with my farmer, we have a butcher shop in Waukee, Iowa that we go to as a family, and I know that instead of 15 cents out of every food dollar, that entity is generating 50 cents or 75 cents of every food dollar for those farmers. So this is a combination of efforts to conserve the opportunity for small and mid-sized producers to stay in business.
And this is the Agribusiness Report.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest, Emily DeSermo, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is the Agribusiness Report.
The familiar USDA grades for beef at your local grocery store or retailer are given by Agricultural Marketing Service graders. Now there is an effort to expand grading capabilities in a remote fashion. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack explained during a Friday visit at the National Western Stock Show in Denver.
We're announcing what we refer to as the remote grading pilot. It's going to be available to any processing facility that does not currently have a full or part-time grading system in place.
The pilot involves remote graders using at-plant photographs and videos to issue grades for beef cuts and carcasses. The secretary notes a feasibility study on such a system occurred last year involving several processing facilities.
And we're only going to charge the producer for the time spent reviewing the pictures and making the determination.
Creating both cost savings and flexibility for small-size processors wishing to utilize this voluntary service. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.